The weather has been stormy at times across eastern New York and western New England. We had some batches of rain earlier in the day. There were some sunny breaks in spots midday into the early afternoon. And now as we head through the rest of the afternoon into this evening, we'll have the chance for some more stormy weather in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Any thunderstorms will have the potential to produce gusty winds along with some hail. And of course, every thunderstorm has lightning, which is dangerous. So if you are in an area where you are hearing thunder and seeing lightning, you'll want to make sure that you are inside until that storm safely passes. Any showers and storms will be done around or a bit after sunset, and then skies will clear. It'll be a breezy and cold night as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s and low to mid 30s across eastern New York and western New England. So that probably signals to you the potential for freezing conditions. And yes, we do have freeze warnings out for mainly the higher elevations. But I will tell you that even in the valleys tonight, it's going to be marginal in terms of the potential for temperatures getting close to freezing. So if you want to be safer with regards to the garden, you'll want to protect your plants tonight. And I tell you what, there's still going to be another freeze and frost potential ahead tomorrow night, and that one looks to be a little more widespread. So we're still dealing with these early growing season concerns with the cold. So before we get to tomorrow night, we're going to have a pretty nice day tomorrow. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. There's the chance for a late day rain or snow shower north and west of Albany. It is going to be windy and cool tomorrow, with temperatures running largely in the 40s to low 50s. So it'll be a nice looking day, but it's going to be on the chilly side for this time of year. Again, there's that frost and freeze potential tomorrow night. And then Wednesday, it'll be a little bit less cold with temperatures rising up into the 50s. And by Thursday, temperatures will be back up into the 60s. So that'll feel a little bit more like we would expect for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any showers and storms will end, partial clearing, breezy and cold, a low of 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a late day rain or snow shower, windy and cool, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any showers and thunderstorms will end, partial clearing, breezy and cold, a low of 26 to 34. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a late day rain or snow shower, windy and cool, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any showers and storms will end, partial clearing, breezy and cold, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cool, with highs in the low to mid 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any showers and storms will end, partial clearing, breezy and cold, lows in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy and cool, with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and a little bit warmer, highs in the 50s. And on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers late, highs in the low to mid 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.